With respect to what our government is doing in our battle against terrorism, there's an obvious, gigantic controversy with respect to what's being monitored, who's being listened to, for what reason, who gets access to the information, all the rest of it. Where are we now with that?
Well, I think where we are is that due to various leaks, and people can argue whether leaks are a good thing or not in any given case. It's one of those depends on your point of view kind of things, right? Mm. I think it's become clear that the level of surveillance that's going on is much greater than most people assumed was occurring. And in some cases, in very dramatic fashion. Now we can argue that the fine points of exactly what's happening, but just from the programs that have been revealed, we know that there's a lot going on. One of the more interesting ones that relates to the internet right now is the focus of an ongoing court case, an ongoing lawsuit, which involves the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is trying to find out whether AT&T was funneling vast amounts of internet traffic to the National Security Agency. And that's a court case that's ongoing right now. And the government has taken a very interesting tack on that. They've taken the approach of saying, well, we can't even tell you whether or not it was going on, because to tell you whether it was going on, we'd have to tell you more than we can tell you, because then that would violate the secrets. There's a kind of twisted logic to that that we can understand, but again, the principles of this country, as I remember them in civics class, were that you have to kind of move in the direction of liberties first, unless there's a real, real good reason to block them or to reduce them.
Well, that's the way it was.
Yeah, that's the way it was, and the courts are sort of key to that. What's really of concern in these surveillance situations, whether it's this AT&T NSA one, whatever the truth is behind that, there's been another controversy recently where USA Today, you probably remember, put out a story saying that several of the large regional phone companies were providing vast amounts of call record data. Now, that's different than the actual contents of calls.
Right.
The contents of data, which is what was going on supposedly.
Right, but it still tells a very big story.
Who calls who? Traffic for traffic analysis.
Sure.
And they put out this story, and it caused a big controversy, and then they had to back off because some of the companies that were involved, I guess all of them to one respect or another, denied it was going on. And the Senate subcommittee that's involved in this was saying, well, no, you didn't get that right. So USA Today kind of found themselves in a situation where I think they still believe that they had the story basically right, but they didn't have the proof lined up.
Mm-hmm.
My suspicion is, and the folks out on Savage Road at NSA, some of whom are probably listening to this right now, they're the ones that know what they really get in terms of transactional records. One thing we know for sure is that the way the law is right now, it's generally legal for the phone companies to hand over all that data. And in fact, AT&T, this is again the new AT&T, very recently changed their privacy policy. They made an announcement that they changed the privacy policy in a way that many people looking at it said, oh, I see, this makes it explicit that you can give the government transaction record data. Now, if we want to argue that the government should have access to all the information about who calls who all the time, okay, let's have that argument. Let's have it in a public forum, whether or not that's a good thing. Let's set up the structure for it. Let's set up the mechanisms for oversight. We can have that argument, and it'll come out one way or another. But the problem with the way things have been coming down is that this has been going on in secret. It's been going on without any kind of oversight. Now, if someone wants to say, well, we can't even discuss the issue with you because that would tell people too much, it would tell the terrorists too much, then we've got a real problem. Because if we have to operate this country on the basis that the people can't know anything of importance in these areas because the bad guys will find out, then I think the terrorists have won. I think at that point we have started altering the basic precepts of this country in a way that we basically have already said, we're going to turn ourselves into what you said we were.
I agree.
And that's a pretty grim prospect, I think.
It truly is grim. And I'm not sure that I see a way around it. I'm really honestly not sure. I mean, unless, as you point out, we have some great public discussion about whether or not, for example, call records will simply be available to those who need them, meaning our government, or the information in those calls will be available to our government, and we all know that it's happening, and we sort of agree that it's necessary to be done. I agree with you. Then we have turned into that which we have been conducting rather large war against.
Yeah, and it's understandable. It's understandable that there's friction against holding those kinds of discussions. But the other part of it is that it's a big mistake to assume that terrorists are dumb. Most of them at the upper levels are not. So it's not as if these guys didn't already assume that calls were being monitored or that their financial transactions were being tracked. That was another controversy, you'll recall, when there was a leak of information about the international international wire transfer data being surveilled. Mm-hmm. They know that's going on. So in a lot of cases, what ends up happening is it's just sort of ordinary people, honest, law-abiding citizens who are the ones that are left in the dark. And I think my own view is that discussion of these issues isn't going to hurt, and if we want to go in that direction of that kind of surveillance, let's do it as a country and agree that we're going to do it and have the oversight mechanisms in place rather than have it done in secret in back rooms in Washington without people knowing what's going on and feeling secure that the information that's collected won't be abused or used in other ways, because we know from history that when these kinds of data collection surveillance projects take place without good oversight, almost inevitably they end up abused for political purposes or in other bad ways eventually. So that's something I think we'd want to avoid.